There you are. It's been cleaned up, then. Excellent. No, that won't be necessary. I will be eating late this evening. You may take your leave. Eyes up. Look at me. No tears, I see. You do know what you're here for, girl, don't you? I'm sure you must. Cute thing like you on the auction block. You must realize a face like yours wouldn't be destined for the labor camps, no. I hope you realize how lucky you are to be here. Do you know how many of your compatriots end up in the brothels? Their bodies used by any traveling man or woman with enough coin to buy an hour with them? I had to bid 70 gold, you know, to beat out one of those whore brokers. 70. And that's 20 more than the going rate, and more than I've ever spent on a single item. Especially one meant for leisure. I'm not sure if it was pride that had me raising that paddle past my usual limit, but... no. It was something about those eyes of yours. You weren't sad like the others. Anxious. No. You were angry. You're not broken yet. And, oh, my slave. I love a challenge. You're quiet, at least. Open your mouth for inspection. Yes, the tongue is still there. Teeth are nice, clean. You still have your vocal cords, or have they been snipped? I like my property to be able to vocalize their discomfort, and their pleasure, or both. So often, pain and pleasure intertwine. If you haven't learned that yet, well, I am an excellent teacher. Speaking of which, I am to assume that you have had no education beyond childhood, You may answer. As expected, the lower classes rarely do. Can you read? Interesting. A curious thing, are you? Excellent. Once I have broken you in and you have proven your worth, you will start work with a tutor. You'll have no outside employment, obviously, but I will not share my bed with an uncultivated boor. Now, remove your clothing. Shy, little girl. No, I believe I mentioned it earlier. Angry. Angry, angry little slave. How fun it will be to beat that out of you. But for now, this is not a request. I do not give those to you. A request from me is above your station. No, do you? I give commands. This is not the time to test me. I like your spark. Your face, your eyes. You cost me a great deal of money. But if you do not follow my commands now, I will have you sent to the salt mines before you can even blink. You will spend the rest of your extremely short life sweating and miserable, back broken from laboring 18 hours a day, with the rest of the filth. Or perhaps I will sell you to that broker. Recoup some of my loss. Would you enjoy that? Being fucked in every hole by any sweaty, greasy individual that stumbles across the bordello that houses you. And such a sweet face. I'm sure you'd be quite popular. They aren't as kind as me, there. The first thing they do is cut your cord so you can't cry out. And you would suffer all of that for what? To show me that you're above following my orders. I don't request. Remove your clothing. Good. Arms down to your sides. Let me look at you. Decent musculature. Relatively smooth skin. Turn around. Yes, this will do nicely. Turn back around then. Face me. It must have been hard for you, stripping bare in front of me. Poor thing. Look at me, girl. There it is. Hear me now. Really hear me. I own you. Whoever you were before you entered my palace doesn't matter. That girl is gone now. Being owned by me is a privilege afforded to very few, and one that you will respect. You do not get to sit idly by. No, you must earn your place at my feet. Not just once, but again and again. Pleasing me is not your livelihood. It is your life. Please me or perish. It really is that simple. Please me well, you will be the envy of every other pleasure slave in the kingdom. Well educated, fed, traveled. This is the only choice you have left. To please your owner, or be cast to the wolves. I wonder, what will you choose? Angry eyes? Stay. Crawl over to me, hands and knees, like a good little pet. Down on the floor like this. It suits you. Now, crawl up onto the bed. Slowly. Keep your head down, eyes averted. Good girl. Remove my undergarments. With your teeth. If you leave any abrasions, I will have to punish you. Just like that. Well done. No, do not get up. I want you to stay there. Just like that. Your face near my bare sex. And listen. Before you start, I ought to tell you how I punish a poorly performing slave. Let my words inspire you to your best performance, If you fail to bring me to climax or to show me the proper respect, you will be punished. These punishments will serve to remind you of your purpose, to provide service to your owner, your mistress, the one that controls every waking moment of your life. The most important thing to you now sits between my thighs. Do you see that armoire over there? You may look. Yes. That is where I keep my tools of persuasion. Floggers, both leather and chain. Whips, paddles. A lashing is one of the simplest methods of punishment, and quite effective. If you haven't upset me too much, I will even allow you a gag to bite down on. Sometimes, however, I need to get a bit more creative. I may choose to deliver electrical shocks to sensitive places. Clamps can be quite useful as well. I wonder how sensitive those nipples of yours are. And then there are the times that I might choose to penetrate you in every hole that you possess. Some of the slaves enjoy that. In which case, it becomes a reward. Yes, I do reward a slave who provides me with exceptional pleasure. I'm generous that way. So you see, the quality of your life is completely up to you. Consider that while your tongue is caressing my slit. But first, bring that beautiful face up here and give your owner a kiss. Deep, passionate. Show me how you work that tongue of yours. Good girl. Such soft lips. And now, kiss your way down my neck. My chest. Yes. Take my nipples into your mouth. Suck on them. A bit harder. Now, down farther, slave. Farther. Put your face between my legs and kiss my sex. Lick it. Worship it. Yes. Yes. Good girl. Soft. Slow. Run your tongue between my lips, up and down, between the delicate folds. Oh, every little bit. Leave nothing untouched. Press your lips against my clit now. Bring your fingers up. Push them inside of me. Gently at first. Faster now. Curl them up. Don't stop licking, slave. Don't stop. Faster now. Oh, harder. Move that tongue. Oh, just like. Enough. 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 That's enough. That was quite pleasing. You are going to be very useful. I see. No. Do not get up. You are not finished when your mistress comes. No. You are finished when I have dismissed you. And not a moment sooner. Lay down on your back. I wish to inspect my property more thoroughly. Open your legs. Let me see that beautiful mound. Lovely. So sweet. Like the rest of you. Soft. And when I press my fingers against it. Oh, wet. You are dripping, girl. Did you enjoy that? Using your mouth to pleasure me. Of course you did. This is what you were made for. Your body can't help but react. Don't look so distressed. I appreciate an eager slave. This is going to happen whether you like it or not. You might as well enjoy yourself. I certainly am. Your neck so soft. Yeah. Moan against me. I know it feels good. My fingers sliding against your sex while my lips brush your sensitive skin. Bite. Softly. I don't want to mark my property. Not yet. Your nipples are pebbling against me. So hard. And sensitive, too. How delightful. Stay. I'm not punishing you, if that's what you're thinking. The wardrobe houses more than just implements of torture. Here. I believe I mentioned clamps earlier. These are adjustable. Tighter. Looser. Since you've been good, and this is your first time, I won't tighten them too much. Just enough to pinch the flesh. And then a little more. And does that hurt? But not too much. Good. You'll learn to love the pain. And this. Oh, your eyes are so wide. Have you never seen a metal phallus before? You are not a virgin, are you? Well, it is no matter. After tonight, you would not have been one either way. Put your legs wider, slave. I'm going to penetrate that lovely little slit of yours. Oh, and it slides right in. So wet and warm. So ready to swallow every last inch. Arch your back. Yes. Oh. Would you like for me to taste you? Will I push this inside of your eager sex? Beg for it then, slave. Beg. Again. Again. How cute. Well, you do look very appetizing. Soft, just like the rest of you. Such a sweet, delicious girl. And all mine. My slave. My property. That's right. Grind yourself down onto it. Onto your mistress's tongue. Onto the staff that fills you. You want more? Oh, you're greedy, sex. Keep going. Harder. Come for me, slave. Come for your owner. Do as she commands. Come. Yes. Yes. You look so beautiful when you're coming. My toy is covered in your juices. Lick it clean for me. Yes. Well done. You are satisfying, slave. You have earned your keep. For now. Get down off the bed and return to your chambers. Bathe, dress, regain your strength. I will be testing your abilities often in the coming weeks. Do not worry, though. You'll like it almost as much as I do. It's what you're here for, after all. To live in service to your mistress. Good girl. I'll see you soon.